Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be discussing top free agents this summer and more NHL trade talks. In this podcast, I'll be discussing the top free agents this summer and some more NHL trade talks. Free agency is one of the major parts of the NHL season, as organizations will see certain players leave for the open market while bringing in new personnel. High profile names like Nathan MacKinnon, David Pastrnak, Jonathan Huberdeau, Dylan Larkin, and Matt Barzal all signed extensions before or during the season. That leaves a majority of the top players available on the wrong side of 30, and for the most part, past their primes. With that said, there are still some intriguing names out there. Here are the top 30 unrestricted free agents this summer. 1. Ryan O'Reilly. Ryan O'Reilly couldn't reach an extension with the St. Louis Blues and was traded to the Maple Leafs at the trade deadline. He'll be one of the top players available this summer. The elite two-way center is 32 years old, but is still extremely effective in the faceoff dot and is still setting up plays in the offensive zone. While O'Reilly's numbers do not stand out, he is a strong defensive forward with a Selke, Conn Smythe, and a Stanley Cup to his name. 2. Vladimir Tarasenko. Speaking of former Blues, Tarasenko was dealt at the deadline by St. Louis, going to the Big Apple to join the Rangers. The breakup between Tarasenko and St. Louis was inevitable, and now he'll test the free agency market. Injuries have hurt Tarasenko's production since winning the Stanley Cup in 2019, and last year's career resurgence may have been more of an outlier than expected. However, the Russian sniper is still a certified sniper at 31 years old. 3. Dmitry Orlov. There are not many high-quality defensemen on free agency market this year, but Orlov is far and away the best option out there. The Capitals moved Orlov to the Bruins at the deadline, where he was an exceptional piece for the deep back end. The Russian can improve any top 4 defensive group due to his versatility, passing ability, and physical play along the boards. 4. Patrick Kane. For the first time in his career, Patrick Kane is going to be testing the free agency market. Like Tarasenko, Patrick Kane was acquired by the Rangers as a rental at the trade deadline, ending his era with the Chicago Blackhawks. Kane's days of dominance are far behind him, but he is still one of the best passers and stick handlers in the league. His defensive issues are well known, but there is still upside on offense when Kane is on the ice. 5. Tyler Bertuzzi. Bertuzzi enters free agency as one of the few players that has not hit 30 yet, making him one of the premier options this summer. The gritty forward fit in seamlessly with the Boston Bruins after being acquired from the Detroit Red Wings at the trade deadline. His goals were weighed down last season, but he has proven in the past that he can be a solid 20-goal scorer. Bertuzzi is a versatile playmaker that should gain interest from multiple teams. 7. Max Pacioretty. The 22-23 campaign did not go as planned for the sniping winger. He tore his Achilles twice during the season, once before the season even started, and once during the season in January. Pacioretty is a walking 30-goal scorer, but there are undoubtedly concerns with his health. The question is, does he secure a long-term deal, or is he going to get a one-year prove-it deal? 6. Patrice Bergeron. Like it was last year, when it comes to the future of Patrice Bergeron, there are only two options, retirement or a return to Boston. Despite his age, Bergeron still produces like a number one center and is arguably the greatest defensive forward ever, with potentially his 6th Selke on the horizon. 9. Frederik Andersen. There are a handful of goalies to monitor this summer, and Andersen is certainly one of them. Since he signed with Carolina 2 years ago, the Danish netminder has put up excellent numbers when available. But he's also dealt with injuries. He missed the playoffs last year and was out for over 2 months this year. When healthy, Andersen is a capable top 10 goalie in the league. 10. Alex Killorn. Last year, the Lightning lost Andre Palat in free agency due to cap constraints. It looks like Killorn might be a casualty this year. The 33-year-old winger was an integral part of Tampa Bay's Stanley Cup wins in 2020 and 2021. He's never been a point-per-game player, but he has been very consistent year in and year out. 11. Tristan Jarry. Tristan Jarry enters free agency as one of the top goalie free agents on the market, along with Frederik Andersen. He has proven when healthy that he is a top-caliber goalie in the league. Jarry appeared in only 47 games in the 2022-23 season, recorded a 24-13-7 record with a 2.90 GAA and .909 save percentage with only a pair of shutouts. Some people entered the year thinking Jarry could put up a fight in the Vezina conversation, but that never came to fruition. Regardless of his 2022-23 performance, Jarry is still going to be one of the top free agent goalies on the market. 12. Matt Dumba. Matt Dumba enters free agency as one of the top defensemen on the market, along with Dmitry Orlov. Is a hard-hitting defenseman that doesn't back down from anyone. He would be a welcomed addition to any blue line and is a great top 4 option. Max Domi, 28 years old. David Krejci, 36 years old. Michael Bunting, 27 years old. Ivan Barbashev, 27 years old. Jason Zucker, 31 years old. Shane Gostisbehere, 29 years old. Semyon Varlamov, 34 years old. John Klingberg, 30 years old. Martin Jones, 33 years old. Brian Dumoulin, 31 years old. Aiden Hill, 27 years old. Alexander Kerfoot, 28 years old. JT Comfer, 28 years old. Thomas Tatar, 32 years old. Jordan Stahl, 34 years old. Ryan Graves, 27 years old. Oliver Ekman-Larsen, 31 years old. Sean Monahan, 28 years old. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. The 2023 class of restricted free agents has some high caliber names, and while several potential 2023 RFAs avoided the drama of uncertainty by signing well in advance of expiry, plenty of intriguing young talents remained unsigned. Here are the top RFAs of 2023 with July 1st fast approaching. 1. Pierre-Luc Dubois. Pierre-Luc Dubois is a strong two-way center who was drafted 3rd overall in the 2018 draft. The grand suspicion is that the Quebec native is only biding time until UFA for a chance to sign with his boyhood club, the Montreal Canadiens. On a long-term pact, Dubois could command an average of $9 million per season, and Winnipeg has made it clear that they're not willing to pay that much for Dubois. This makes Pierre-Luc Dubois one of the more fascinating trade chips on the market. Whichever team trades for him has to commit to locking him up long-term to warrant giving up massive assets for him. 2. Timo Meier. Timo Meier was a top 10 pick in the 2015 draft, is a 3-time 30-goal scorer who is coming off a 40-goal season this past year. Don't let the cap hit fool you. Because Meier's agent Claude Lemieux shrewdly backloaded his client's contract, Meier requires a monster $10 million qualifying offer to remain in New Jersey. Which is why New Jersey already filed an arbitration offer worth $8.5 million for 1 year. In New Jersey's case, there is still room to extend him, and there's still a lot of time in between now and the arbitration date. So the two sides could hammer out a long-term extension before the arbitration hits. Alex DeBrincat has already scored 40 goals twice in his career, and is a natural goal scorer at 26 years old. Unlike Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar in Calgary, DeBrincat didn't jump at the opportunity to chat extension following his 2022 blockbuster trade to Canada. DeBrincat has a steep qualifying offer at $9 million, which complicates matters. And while Dorion has enough cap space to extend DeBrincat, DeBrincat made it clear that he did not want to stay in Ottawa long term. This makes him a very valuable trade asset this summer. 4. Vince Dunn. The 2019 Stanley Cup champion with the St. Louis Blues is a superb puck-moving defenseman who exploded for 64 points from the back end while logging nearly 24 minutes a night. He is Seattle's premier offensive defenseman, and it's time for Dunn to be Seattle's highest paid defenseman. Dunn has expressed his desire to remain and re-sign with Seattle. 5. Troy Terry. Troy Terry erupted for 37 goals and 67 points in 21-22 season and was Anaheim's 2022 and 2023 All-Star Game representative. The rebuilding Anaheim Ducks needs to seek out the important pieces of the future while retaining the young talent currently in the stable. This means finding a path to re-signing Troy Terry, whose solid back-to-back campaigns and arbitration rights give the forward leverage heading into this summer. It will be interesting to see how this situation unfolds. The big rangy 6'4", 216-pound defenseman with offensive upside logged 22 minutes a night on the blue line for the New York Rangers and hung a career-best 43 points in the 22-23 season. New York already committed long-term and dollars to two defensemen, Adam Fox and Jacob Trouba. Keandre Miller should be third on that list. It's interesting to see how this situation plays out because with Miller already being in, the GM can either bridge Miller and save money short-term or bet long-term in hopes that Miller will look like a bargain down the road. 7. Trevor Zegras. Trevor Zegras is one of the NHL's most marketable young stars. He has already put up 20 goals and 60 points twice in his career at a ripe age of 22 years old. The Anaheim Ducks would be wise to commit long-term and lock up Trevor Zegras to contracts similar to that of Jack Hughes, Matt Boldy, and Nick Suzuki. If Anaheim does a bridge contract for 3 or 4 years, they may have to end up paying more for him long-term. 8. Evan Bouchard. Evan Bouchard was a top 10 pick in his draft year. He's coming off back-to-back 40-point campaigns and became a meaningful contributor in the Oilers' 22 and 23 playoff runs and officially solidified himself as the Oilers' number one power play quarterback. With the Oilers tight on cap space, they cannot manage to screw this up and overpay Bouchard, so it seems more likely that they signed Bouchard to a bridge contract. 9. Gabe Vilardi. Vilardi is coming off his career-best 23-goal, 41-point season. After accepting a dirt cheap 1-year deal last summer, he is in line for a significant raise. However, Vilardi has been very streaky at times, so GM Rob Blake will be sure to put that in his advantage. It'll be interesting to see how this situation unfolds. Alexis Lafreniere. Alexis Lafreniere was the first overall pick in the 2020 draft, and after being hyped as the next coming of Sidney Crosby, he has fallen well short of expectations. Lafreniere and the Rangers are likely headed for a divorce, as neither sides are happy with one another. The Rangers are disappointed in his performance thus far in his career, while Lafreniere feels like he hasn't been utilized to his potential. So it seems imminent that a trade may happen this summer with Lafreniere. Some more notable pending RFAs include Bowen Byram, Tanner Janot, Jeremy Swayman, Philip Gustafson, Martin Faravari, Cam York, Jamie Drysdale, Morgan Frost, Alex Newhook, Eric Brandstrom, Shane Pinto, Cody Glass, and Noah Cates. Here are the RFAs not qualified: Anders Bjork, Austin Wagner, Joey Anderson, Travis Dermott, Tanner Janot, Nolan Patrick, Logan Stanley, Rasmus Asplund, Mackenzie Blackwood, Eric Brandstrom, Alexander Carrier, and Tyson Jost. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywhisttalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywhist777. Here are some predictions for free agency this summer. Patrice Bergeron, Boston Bruins, or retire. Ryan O'Reilly, Colorado Avalanche. Vladimir Tarasenko, Pittsburgh. Dmitry Orlov, Buffalo. Tyler Bertuzzi, Ottawa. Patrick Kane, Buffalo. Frederick Anderson, Detroit. Tristan Jarry, Ottawa. Matt Dumba, Seattle. Alex Killorn, San Jose. Max Domi, Detroit. Ivan Barbashev, San Jose. Max Pacioretty, Carolina. Jason Zucker, Winnipeg. Michael Bunting, St. Louis. Jordan Staal, Carolina. Shane Gostisbehere, Detroit. John Klingberg, Minnesota. Brian Dumoulin, Pittsburgh. Aiden Hill, Carolina. JT Compher, St. Louis. Alex Kerfoot, Winnipeg. Ryan Graves, Vancouver. Thomas Tatar, Nashville. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, New York Islanders. Semyon Varlamov, San Jose. RFA predictions. Cole Caulfield and Jesper Bratt were re-signed by their respective teams. Alex DeBrincat will get traded by Ottawa. Timo Meier will get re-signed by New Jersey. Pierre-Luc Dubois gets traded by Winnipeg. Vince Dunn gets re-signed by Seattle. Troy Terry gets re-signed by Anaheim. Keandre Miller gets re-signed by New York Rangers. Trevor Zegras gets re-signed by Anaheim. Evan Bouchard gets re-signed by Edmonton. Ilya Samsonov is not qualified by Toronto and signs with Pittsburgh. Gabriel Vilardi re-signs with LA. Alexis Lafreniere gets traded by the Rangers. Bowen Byram re-signed by Colorado. Jeremy Swayman re-signed by Boston. Philip Gustafson re-signed by Minnesota. Martin Faravari re-signed by Washington. Cam York, Noah Cates, and Morgan Frost re-signed by Philadelphia. Alex Newhook re-signed by Colorado. And Jamie Drysdale re-signed by Anaheim. Arbitrations filed. New Jersey filed for arbitration with Timo Meier, and Ottawa filed for arbitration with Alex DeBrincat. The rest of the RFAs are re-signed. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Let's take a look at some trade rumors around the NHL. The Carolina Hurricanes have expressed their intention to re-sign defenseman Brett Pesce, whose contract is set to expire at the end of the 2023-24 season. However, if both parties fail to reach an extension in an effort to get the highest return possible, the Hurricanes are prepared to trade Pesce during the upcoming summer. Pesce is currently on the last year of a 6-year deal, which he signed back in 2017, which carries a $4.025 million cap hit for the 22-23 season, which does not include any trade protection. The Buffalo Sabres have already shown interest in acquiring the talented defenseman. In the meantime, the Sabres are also trying to work out extensions for franchise defenseman Rasmus Dahlin, as well as Owen Power. The Edmonton Oilers have also expressed interest in Pesce. They have been actively seeking to bolster their defense with another top four defenseman. However, for Edmonton, the challenge lies in managing their financial constraints and creating enough salary cap space. If Edmonton is to add Pesce and another competitive forward, they will need to part with players such as Cody Ceci, Warren Fogle, Tyler Yamamoto, and potentially others in the trade discussion. Frontrunner for the Norris Trophy Erik Karlsson and the San Jose Sharks have agreed it's time to move on and seek a new home for the blue liner. As the Sharks are looking to rebuild, and it doesn't make sense to keep a Norris caliber defenseman on a rebuilding team. Meanwhile, for Karlsson, he gets to play for a competitive team in hopes of playing for a Stanley Cup. Unfortunately, due to cap constraints, it will be a significant factor. It also raises the question about which team could absorb a significant portion of the deal, or how much of the contract the Sharks are able to retain. It's also important to note that Karlsson possesses a full no-move clause, and will ultimately have the final say on where he goes. The Senators have opted to pursue salary arbitration with Alex DeBrincat. The decision essentially indicates that they have a set time frame for when they need to trade him. The Senators will need to complete a trade by the end of July or early August, coinciding with arbitration hearings. It's also highly likely that it will be a sign-in trade in order to maximize the return in the trade. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. It will be very interesting to see how the next couple of weeks play out. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about every NHL team's needs and wants this offseason.